You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Cashmans, joined by Jason Beck, and the Tigers are, once again, a very interesting team going into 2015. Once again, a World Series or bust kind of team, and they've certainly made plenty of moves to help that cause this year. But you know, they're really, for my money, maybe the most interesting team of January, just to see how the Max Scherzer situation plays out and if they end up delving back into that market. So let's bring Beck on to talk about that. Beck, you know, there's so many factors at play here with Scherzer. There's just the overall, are there hard feelings over the way you know, last winter's negotiations played out and him turning down the $144 million. But at the same time, we know Mike Gillis is one of the most generous owners in professional sports. And we also know just their dynamic has really changed the rotation. They traded Rick Porcello. You know, maybe the rotation is not quite the strength it once was, especially, you know, knowing you don't know what to expect from Justin Verlander at this point, for instance. But at the same time, they could roll with the team they have and still obviously label themselves a true contender. So what's your gut feeling at this point? You know, it seems like in the industry, a lot of executives seem to think that the Tigers are still the favorite to land Scherzer. But at the same time, you got Dave Dombrowski kind of playing that down all winter. So what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think the possibility is still out there. And I think, you know, the longer this goes, you know, seemingly the better the chance of something coming together. You know, I think, if we get to mid-January and some team decides to make a major push to sign Scherzer, you know, I think then, you know, maybe the chances dampen. But, I mean, there's a fit there. You know, I know payroll is going to be an issue. You know, even if they don't do anything along those lines, it's going to be an issue. But if you're talking about 1 year, I think this team, you know, and this is just, you know, me looking at it, you know, not necessarily, you know, talking with a whole lot of people about it, but yeah, signing Scherzer would, you know, almost surely push them over the luxury tax threshold, but it'd be a 1 year thing. You'd be talking about a lower, you know, tax rate than what the Dodgers and Yankees are paying right now. I think it'd be like 17.5% or something like that compared to 30 or 40%. And it'd be a one-time thing because, I mean, you know, you'd certainly assume that, you know, a long-term contract for Scherzer would mean that David Price would hit the open market, which, you know, every indication so far would be that Price is headed for free agency regardless. He knows, you know, Scherzer's comfortable with Detroit. Detroit's comfortable with him. You know, personally, I think Scherzer can pitch anywhere. I think he's just, you know, that comfort level, that confidence. You know, I don't think market matters a whole lot to him from that standpoint. But, you know, the familiarity has to help. You know, they didn't leave on bad terms. I know a lot's been speculated about with the you know, with turning down 6-144, you know, I've never known Ilitch to be an owner to hold grudges against players for stuff like that. I know it's a unique situation. He's never really been turned down like that before, but, you know, he's had contentious negotiations with Scott Boras. You know, there's a history there. They've been able to work around that and get deals done when there's a match. And I think the longer this goes, I think the more of a possibility of a match there is. It's a deal that makes sense. I don't know if are they the favorites. If they're the favorites, they're favored, I think, because of the lack of another obvious known suitor. I don't even know if you can consider the Tigers an active suitor right now, but they're a team that certainly could use them, and they're a team that, for all that they've said about not having active negotiations, nobody has closed the door. Nobody on the Tiger side has said, you know, we're not re-signing Max Scherzer. They've said it's unlikely, and they've used the percentages, you know, based on how many teams could get involved, but nobody has said, you know, we can't do this. So, you know, from that standpoint, yeah, you know, I think this can get done.
Yeah, you know, his market is obviously mysterious, and who knows what transpires behind the scenes. But when you go team by team, it's a very small market of teams who can reasonably fit Scherzer into their budget parameters, let alone whether they have the need. And some of that plays off of how the John Lester situation played out and how far, like the Red Sox, for instance, were willing to go with John Lester. Well, you don't see them greatly exceeding that with how far they go for Max Scherzer. So I could certainly see where this thing could kind of come back to the Tigers. And, you know, I don't think 6-144 gets it done, but it might not have to be, you know, terribly far north of that. I don't know. That's just speculating right now. It seems to me that Boris and Scherzer are kind of waiting for some development a la the Victor Martinez injury in 2011 that facilitated the Prince Fielder signing. And, you know, that may or may not happen, you know, before spring trading. So they're certainly not going to go into camp. I don't think he's going to wait for camps to open and then suddenly get a $200 million contract or something of that nature. So we'll see how that all plays out. It's certainly fascinating, though. And there was a time not too long ago back where you and I were talking about, well, maybe they sign Scherzer and trade Price. But that's now out the window because of the move they made in December and freeing up some salary with the Porcello move. So now, as you mentioned, you can squeeze both those guys into your budget and take only the most minor of hits from the luxury tax. I think that's an interesting way to go. But let's say they don't sign Scherzer. Let's say they stay with the club as is. They made a move this week here to add Tom Gorzolani to the bullpen. You know, remains to be seen how set they feel they are in the bullpen. But, you know, what are your thoughts here going forward? Do you think this roster, if Scherzer is not involved, what are your thoughts on the makeup of this pitching staff right now with Simon in the back end of the rotation as opposed to the bullpen, with Shane Green in that rotation mix and with the guys they have coming back from the relief standpoint?
Well, I guess first on Gorzolani, you know, When it happened, the comparison I thought of was, you know, it feels a lot like the Jabba Chamberlain deal from last winter, where, you know, you're taking a chance on a guy who's a year removed from surgery, and thinking that second year back should see a marked improvement. And that said, you know, Gorzolani's numbers last year weren't bad at all. In fact, they were quite good. It's when you go into the splits where, you know, you kind of see some concern because lefties, you know, hit him well, albeit in a small sample size. I think it was something like 11 for 34, but only one extra base hit in the bunch. You know, he's now over a year removed from shoulder surgery. You know, talk with Dave Dombrowski. He said, you know, they had a few guys watching him, and the stuff was a lot better near the end of the year than it was when he first came back in June and July. So that kind of piqued their interest, you know, the fact that they could get him on a one-year deal, you know, much like Jabba Chamberlain, granted, you know, a lefty version here. These are the types of deals that I think that we're coming to expect from the Tigers, you know, when it comes to fixing their bullpen. And really, even this is pretty rare for them because I was looking it up. I can't find the last time the Tigers signed a free agent lefty reliever to a major league contract. I can't find it. You know, even Jamie Walker, when they brought him in years ago, what was a minor league deal, they've always fixed that spot internally, or they've brought in guys on low-risk minor league deals. You know, Bobby C. was a guy like that. You know, Phil Koch was a trade. Ian Kroll was a trade. You know, they rarely hit the market like this to do that. So even this, you know, relatively speaking, is significant for them. You know, if this is the last thing they do, you know, I don't think it's as good of a pitching staff as it was last year without Scherzer. I think if you add Scherzer, I think, you know, it's better. You know, I think the big difference there would, you know, if you could move a guy like Simon into that bullpen and put him alongside, you know, Albuquerque and Joaquin Soria and Bruce Rondon, assuming he's healthy, and even if Joel Hanrahan's healthy, if you do that and you add, you know, a guy of that caliber, all of a sudden that bullpen is not looking bad at all. You know, it's starting to look like a nice mix of veteran arms, you know, with young guys with upside. And I think, you know, if you can stack guys like that, then even if you don't necessarily have that hot name, you have enough guys who've got success in their history where I think you can have a reasonable expectation they can piece together, you know, an effective mix from the seventh to the ninth. Or really, you don't even necessarily need that most nights if you've got a rotation that includes, you know, Sanchez and Scherzer and Verlander, you know, up top, you know, and then Price, and then adding in, you know, Shane Green there at the five spot. You know, that's a good-looking pitching staff if you get something done there. If you don't, I don't think it's as good. I think it's good enough to contend.
Yeah, and they can, you know, this is a team that can out-hit its mistakes in a lot of ways, too, especially with Cespedes now thrown into that monstrous middle of the order. But I'm with you, Beck. I think we've come to the dramatic conclusion that if the Tigers sign Max Scherzer, they're a better team.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's some in-depth analysis on our part.
This week said, you know, I think I was quoted, I quoted Scott Boras saying, there's, you know, you can look at a lot of teams out there that are playoff teams if they sign Max Scherzer, sure. And if they don't, they aren't. There are a lot of teams out there that if they, you know, with Scherzer, they're playoff contenders. Without, they're 85, 86 win teams. So I think the Tigers arguably fit in that category as well. But, you know, they might be able to get more wins than that without Scherzer, but they're clearly not as good.
Yeah, almost the feel in the AL Central right now, it's got that old school AL East feel to it. There's kind of the Yankees Red Sox days where it's kind of that back and forth. And I'm not saying that plays a huge role in their thinking, because you hate to make moves that are reactive, but you certainly have to look around the division and say, well, you got a Royals team that really pushed you last year, and then of course went on the World Series. You got an underrated Indians team with a nice young pitching staff. And then, of course, this White Sox team that all of a sudden on paper, you know, for my money, looks as maybe as good as anybody in this division. So, you know, you could certainly see where that might have some influence here as we get into January and, you know, the days kick off the calendar and you get closer to spring training and you get that itch. And, you know, we'll see if they scratch it with Max Scherzer. Either way, certainly a strong club, a club that is, you know, still with a World Series mindset. But also, as we've seen this winter, there are some real financial ramifications that come with what they've done here the last decade, and they've tried to add some young talent to help them for the long term. So in some ways, it's a team in transition, but the ultimate goal is still the same, and we'll see if Scherzer plays into that at all. It'll be interesting to watch. But for now, I want to thank Jason Beck for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.